Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is our annual Jazz for Justice show, and we have a room full of musicians and lawyers this morning. Jazz for Justice will take place Saturday, November the 4th at UMW at 7:30. And Doug Gately, we'll start with Doug, the director of Jazz Studies at UMW. This is, what, the 10th year now for Jazz for Justice?
I can't believe it. Time marches on. The 10th year.
You've been here. We've done a show up just about every time, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
This is you're the conductor for it, and it's just to watch you and have you have the time of your life on this with this show. It highlights students and a whole lot of things.
Well, I definitely enjoy the jazz, and I love the new students come in that are very talented, and they get to express themselves musically, and it's a wonderful experience, and hopefully a wonderful experience for the audience.
It is a great event, and we'll talk about getting tickets and all that as we go forward. Ann Klockner, the executive director with Legal Aid Works, is here. And Ann, this was you've been around for many of these Jazz for Justice. I think you were the one who really introduced me to this whole idea.
Well, I've been around in this role as executive director for 12 years, so
you've been for all of them.
I was
okay.
Approached by a local lawyer named Paul Simpson, and he had heard this idea that other people were doing a thing called Jazz for Justice, where you partner a legal aid organization and a local jazz program in a college or university. He started it at, Ed Wiener started it in George Mason University, and it supports equal justice through supporting legal aid and music scholarships for students at the university or college. And it just made all kinds of sense because we've already partnered a lot in lots of different ways with UMW, so it gave us an opportunity to support our work and our mission of equal justice and support music scholarships for these wonderful students who were playing. So it was just all these win-win-win kind of things, and it was a very easy sell. He and the then president of UMW, Rick Hurley, were the ones who kind of started it, and they couldn't do anything until they knocked on the door of Doug Gately and said, "Are you okay with this?" And I think they had him at hello because scholarships do lots of different things for students. It allows them to be at the university. It allows them to concentrate on their work and their music, and it allows them to do more creatively. So it's just been a tremendous opportunity to think about it. 10 years, it's just inspiring.
Yeah. I guess so. They didn't have to ask you twice, Doug.
Oh, no. I remember the phone call to go over to president's office and talk with Paul and him, and it was a wonderful experience. Like wow, where'd this come from? This is a gift that we can express ourselves musically and raise money for legal aid and for the students. I says, wow, this is absolutely, I'm in on this project.
You always bring a student, and you didn't disappoint this morning. You have gotten a student out of bed and in here this morning.
I asked her if she usually gets up this early. She says, "Oh no, no. Juniors don't get up that early."
Maima Manton is a UMW student. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I have to ask you right away. You've got an accent. That's I like the accent.
Thank you. Yes, this is all the way from Birmingham, England. Yeah. I kind of think I'm losing it, though. Sometimes I get a bit of, you know, a twang of an American when I go back, and they're like, "Where are you from?" And I'm like, "England."
Right.
Yeah.
So you're a music student.
Yes, yeah, music major, yeah.
What are some of the things you play?
So I started off singing, and then playing flute, and then I took up piano and bassoon. But mainly I just sing and play bassoon now, I guess, and a bit of flute on the side. But yeah.
A program like Jazz for Justice that's providing scholarships for you and others. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's got to be a great thing.
Yeah, it is a really, really great thing because I'm over here on a music scholarship, and being an international student, like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for scholarships like this. So yeah, I'm very grateful, and it's a very fun way to do it as well, like doing something that we love, making music, having a great time, and then being able to, you know, raise money for that. It's a really good project.
So the actual performance, mm-hmm. It sounds like you have a really good time.
Personally, I have a really good time, yeah, because I love singing on stage. I like getting dressed up and you know, rehearsing with the musicians, and then when it comes to it, you know, the energy on stage is, that's like what I really like, you know, live performance is, and especially after what we've been through with COVID, it is, you know, just a great thing to be able to do that now.
We need to take a quick break. We have some other people to introduce you to. As I said, it is a full room this morning. We are talking Jazz for Justice. Saturday, November 4th at UMW. There are ways that you can get involved, a whole lot of ways. And we'll talk about that as we go along this morning. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Jazz for Justice, Saturday, November 4th at UMW 730 and legalaidworks.org/jazzforjustice-tickets-purchase. I think if you go to legalaidworks.org, you're going to probably be able to get tickets there. That's where you can get tickets, and we'll talk more about that. A couple more people that we haven't introduced you to. Joey Kirchgesner is with Whirly Dahlberg and Yao. Joey, it's great to have you, and good to meet you this morning.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it.
You are the legal community in this area really gets behind this in a big, big way.
Absolutely, yeah. We have several firms in the area that all contribute to this event. We've had several that have contributed most of the entirety of this event's existence. We're very thankful for them, my firm included, obviously, but several other firms that are really carrying the torch to make sure that there's access to equal justice and that plenty of students have money for scholarships as well, so that we can keep this event going.
Joey, what always impresses me is with the different lawyers that will come through here and talk about this. I mean, you're all involved with legal practices, your own legal practices in the region, but you all have such a focus and a high regard for what Legal Aid Works does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of us really cut our teeth working for Legal Aid. I did. My first 2 years in between years of law school, I actually interned for Legal Aid here in town. That's where I really learned how to be a lawyer. So I think Anne always says that all the things that I do right, I learned from her and everyone at Legal Aid. And she won't take any credit for all my bad traits. But for sure. It was always a great experience to do that. And when people kind of see underneath the hood of what Legal Aid does, and who they're serving and what the mission is, it's easy to support it later on in your career when you're able to. So pretty much as soon as I could, I got on this committee for Jazz for Justice. I think I've been on this committee for, help me out, Anne, probably 5 or 6 years, I'd say.
That sounds right.
And this is my first year chairing the event. I'm filling in some big shoes from Joel Young. So he took a step back this year, but now it's my turn.
It's interesting because you're one of the first people that I've met that came and worked with Legal Aid mm-hmm. Works for us. I mean, so you do really know, you've got the passion for it and know the workings of yeah. what they do.
You could say it's homegrown.
Yeah. And what Legal Aid Works, what they provide for this community is so, so needed.
Absolutely. They represent people in landlord-tenant disputes, tenants typically, right? They represent a lot of victims of domestic violence, other family law type cases where spouses or partners are often unable to afford their own lawyers, and it helps provide an equal standing in the courtroom when you might have someone on the other side that has a high-powered lawyer, and the other person would be getting beat down because they don't know what the heck they're doing, and it's not because their case is poor. It's just because they don't know how to really talk the legalese that we've all been trained to do. And so Legal Aid helps make sure that they have their voice heard and that they have their best foot forward to make sure that they have an equal access and equal opportunity to get a fair and just result.
With your background with Legal Aid, do you think that's made you a better lawyer?
Sure, yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I certainly have. I've always had an element of compassion in my practice. I'm always mindful of my clients' upbringing and where they come from and what they're able to pay. Even, you know, I don't do everything pro bono because I wouldn't be able to live. But I certainly take my clients' circumstances into account, and I've always done that. And sorry to my bosses that I don't make as much money as I probably should. but that's just always been the way that I've operated, and I for sure learned that from Legal Aid.
Katarina Volton also here. She is the director of development with Legal Aid Works. Everybody in this room, Katarina, is here because of you. You set this up, so you're the one.
Thank you.
Congratulations for getting everyone into this room. There are ways that people can get involved in this, as far as businesses or even individuals can get involved with Jazz for Justice.
Absolutely. Now is a great time for us to partner for the event, either as a sponsor or as a guest. You can learn more about how to do so at legalaidworks.org/jazz, the number 4, and justice, as you just mentioned.
As we talk about this program, but also just even a lot of different things that Legal Aid Works does. I know you're always looking to be able to partner with other groups.
Absolutely. This is a really exciting year because it is a milestone year all around. It's Legal Aid Works' 50th anniversary, and it's our 10th year with this partnership of Jazz for Justice. So our 10th anniversary concert of Jazz for Justice is a really great time to celebrate, right? To celebrate a decade of working together to provide a joint partnership between two really worthwhile causes in the area.
How'd you get involved with Jazz, or not Jazz for Justice? Well, how'd you get involved with Legal Aid Works?
Oh, goodness. Well, I knew Anne when I was working at another nonprofit organization, and I was always really impressed by the work that Legal Aid did for our community. The need was really obvious to me. I think that's what drew me so much to the organization at large, and the idea of championing fairness, right? That's in the mission, and just that sounds like such a cool initiative to be a part of, and it really rings true when you see the clients that we serve every day.
Championing fairness, Doug Gately, along with being able to provide scholarships for students. That's why you jumped onto this.
Well, yeah. I mean, students need money to go to school.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's something that's required.
Parents love scholarships.
Oh, yes. Scholarship. And so do students. But anything to help them with their journey through life of acquiring new skills so they can pursue their own musical dreams of what they have to do. Even Mima, she has her own recording out. She's doing all kinds of things. And it's great to see that the students are very excited about the music because it is for such a great cause. And I don't think, believe it or not, they don't even really think about their own scholarships they're getting. They really appreciate Legal Aid Works and the program that we put together. And for example, Mima selects her own tunes. It's amazing. She picks up, she'll say, I want to sing this, okay. And it's like some rock and roll tune from, you know, way back when, or Sinatra tune.
Yeah.
She's got a wide breadth of music that she likes. And the students themselves write things. They're into the, you know, I'm using an old term, fusion. But it's the rock and jazz put together. So we're doing funky things, we're doing the old traditional swing things, and but it's really, I always keep telling people, it's really all about the music and it's all about the students. So anything you can do to help their goals, why not? I mean, that's what it's all about. and we're not there just to entertain. We're there to actually present some art in American culture that we're very proud of. America's has owned jazz for a long time, and the beauty of jazz, it can absorb so many different cultures. I equate it to like a shopping bag. You can keep put things in this bag from different cultures in the music, and the bag never breaks. This bag never breaks. It just keeps expanding with all these different sounds. People are creating new things from different parts of the world. And I mean, what the students have today is incredible. You can record a tune with, you know, a rhythm section in Japan, and then you know, and somebody else in England someplace. You know, I mean, you can any place in the world, you can collaborate with another musician and create a recording.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible what they have at their and we in Mary Washington, we teach a lot of electronic venues how to use the web and recording and developing music, new kinds of music. So the bag keeps expanding. It's pretty cool.
You always come up with some new little nuance about jazz that helps teach us about what jazz is all about.
It's very inclusive to everybody. I mean, is that the right word? I mean, it attracts everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's allowed in the bag.
Yeah.
You know? And we learn from each other. It's wonderful.
Maima, did Doug just say that you have something out?
Yes, I do. I make my own music that's out on like Spotify and Apple Music and everything under the name Maima Manton. It's more pop music rather than jazz, but after singing with this jazz band for a bit, I'm kind of influenced to maybe record a jazz song and write and record a jazz song in the future. Yeah.
You've succeeded.
Yeah.
Spread the word, jazz.
Hey, has being at Mary Washington kind of, it sounds like it really has expanded your interests in, you know, wanting to stretch yourself.
Yeah, no, it definitely has, especially so how Doug mentioned with the music technology classes that we have there. That has really helped me, like, understand, you know, how to make and record and live music as well as like in the studio. So that's really helped me. And then also meeting all of these musicians through like our jazz bands and other bands at school, like has like broadened my contacts like with people, and like we've just got a real good community, and all of us love, you know, making music, and there's like quite a few others actually like that make music as well, and we're all just like, oh, and they'll be like, oh, I've got a concert this week downtown, like come see me. And it's just great that like students at such like a young age, like it's old but it's young, that are like already having this opportunity and like creating music and doing what they love already. So yeah, we've got a good community going.
Yeah, let me interrupt. We had a student last year who won the Whammies in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Grammys, but Washington.
Yeah, right.
Which is a big city in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The capital of America.
So he won the Whammy Award. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's out touring. Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that, little old Mary Washington.
Nathan Argus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shout out, Nate.
Yeah. Good drummer.
Yeah.
Well, just it's just your confidence and in enthusiasm about this, Mom, is really fascinating to see that, you know, you go into this and just any kind of, you know, it sounds like you're looking for performances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is what I want to do. I love performing, and it's like sometimes like people don't get it, like when you're on stage and like you're performing along with other musicians and like, you know, making eye contact like with the others and like, you know, like just on stage, it's like something else, and that's what I really enjoy. Yeah. And when things happen, especially in jazz, when you don't know what's going to happen and then you're just there on stage like, what am I doing? Like,
yeah.
What's next? Like, you take it. Yeah, it's really funny. And
it's about improvisation, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about that before, that really is a lot about jazz, but yeah. I guess that makes you a better musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, because you've got to, if something's like going wrong, you just got to take it and roll with it. So, yeah.
So do you have a style of music that you like? more than others, or are you just whatever you're in the mood for?
Like to sing or to,
yeah.
To be honest, like singing, sort of jazz and rock and roll is what I sort of prefer, and I do like prefer upbeat because you know that gets like the stage like going. But we have sung a few like slow ballads that are like good, and songs that you know I have to like belt for and like sing powerfully. Those are cool, but I would say yeah, jazz and rock and roll is so I do like singing pop, but I think my voice is better suited because I'm like roughly an alto, like, and that's where like I'm more strong and I can sing like low as well, so it's songs that are like comfortable and like that I can project well in the low range. That's what I like. So
yeah, I've had to spend some late nights rewriting charts to put it in her key.
Sorry,
always writing things down.
Yeah. So. How'd you end up at Mary Washington?
Pardon?
How did you end up at Mary Washington?
So I'll make it a long story short. So basically, my uncle was a professional rugby player. So he has contacts with sports scholarship people. So he messaged one of his sport friends who does scholarships for the United States and said, she doesn't play rugby, but she does music. Do you think you'd be able to find somewhere that does music scholarships? So like we went through him. And he found a few other places, and yeah, Mary Washington. Mary Washington was actually the first one that I saw when I, like, the first one. And so, and then there was a few others. There was, like, some in California and stuff. But this one was the one that I got offered the scholarship first for. And when I did, like, the Zoom meetings and met everyone on the faculty, I was like, yeah, I think this is the place for me. So, yeah.
Good stuff this morning. But what a great group. This really encompasses all that when we talk about Jazz for Justice, when we talk about Legal Aid Works, when we talk about UMW and the jazz program. Great stuff this morning. We're going to continue on Jazz for Justice November 4th at UMW at 7:30. You can get tickets on the Legal Aid Works site, legalaidworks.org. Jazz, the number 4, Justice. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is our annual Jazz for Justice show, and look forward to this every year. Doug Gately is here, the director of jazz studies at UMW. He has brought along Maima Matten. She's a UMW student. Joey Kirchgesner is with Worley, Dahlberg, and Yao. They are on Lafayette Boulevard, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And Katrina Volton with Legal Aid Works, the director of development, and Klockner is the executive director of Legal Aid Works, all here this morning. Jazz for Justice, Saturday, November the 4th at UMW, Dodd Auditorium at 7:30. To make something like this go, Joey, there are sponsors, and as Katarina mentioned, always looking for more. But you've got a core right now of people involved.
We do, yeah, and I'd love to give a shout out if I could. We have a few that we'd love to say thank you to. We have Purvis Ford, the Allen and Allen Law Firm, Worley, Dahlberg, and Yao. That's where I work. First Citizens Bank, and we have Brooks Kirkendall and Patricia Bolin as sponsors, and we have several others that typically sponsor every year, but they haven't come in yet. There's a firm called Spencer Meyer Coke. There's Virginia Credit Union. We have Reinhardt Harper Davis, which was our big sponsor for several years. That's where Joel Young works.
Yeah.
Select Law Partners has always been a big supporter. They have members from their firm on the board of directors at Legal Aid as well. But perhaps a special shout out to Purvis Ford and Allen for being all 10 years sponsors. So that's rare air. So thank you especially to all of them.
Yeah, definitely. And again, if you're you've got a business and want to join that group, this is a great cause to get
for
behind.
Sure. Yep.
You've got a little bit. We were talking during the break. You dabble a bit in music.
Yeah, I do. I was telling you, I'm nowhere near as good as the people to my left and my right here. But yeah, I played guitar for several years. I still dabble in that. I played saxophone in middle school and high school. I was in the Cortland High School Jazz Band, and I did marching band for 1 year. I couldn't keep that one up, but yeah, you know, I tried it all.
As someone who grew up around here, that, mm-hmm. that to see you see the growth in this area, you see the yeah. you see the program. We talked to Mima, we talked to Doug. There are a lot of great opportunities around in this area.
Yeah, that's something I really took for granted growing up here. I went to college at Christopher Newport University, which was a great school, but I didn't really realize until a little bit later, I walked Mary Washington's campus for the first time after I started college, and I said, wow, it's actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty nice campus. The extent of my experience on campus up until then had always just been at the pool. I grew up, I was a big swimmer, so we used to have a lot of meets against James Monroe, and our district meets were there. So I really only knew a small corner right by Route 1, and I remember walking the campus a bit later. I was like, wow, this is a nice campus, and you know, all the students are friendly, and I know they've got a great reputation. I think I just saw recently their rankings are high right now, so mm-hmm. this is a school where you want to be, and it's here in Fredericksburg.
Mima, when did you start performing? When did that? Were you pretty young when you started?
Well, I started off doing like school musicals. So the first school production I did was when I was in year six, which I think is grade five over here, I think.
Okay.
And then from then, like, I went to secondary school and would do, you know, luckily I was cast like the main parts, so I would have like solo songs. And then eventually when I went to sixth form, which is when you're 16 to 18, there was a band that we had at my school back in England, Bishop Veazey's Grammar School. And then I sort of started like singing in that, but like not as regularly as I do over here. It was just like, oh, let's try you singing in this band. So I did a few things like that. And then I came over here and then and now I'm singing in the jazz band. So
with Jazz for Justice, mm-hmm. do you know what you all set? You know what you're going to perform?
Sort of. I have a rough idea. I don't know if we're going to pick up anything more in that. Yeah, I think we'll probably do. I want to say what we're going to do, or do we keep it as a surprise?
It's up to you.
Well, I'm assuming, are we going to do Jailhouse, do you think, or no?
I think maybe we'll do a different rock.
Okay, we'll do something rock and roll. We'll probably, oh, That's Life. I would quite want to do.
She picked a Sinatra piece.
Yeah.
What's the other one I'm writing now
The one that I sent you by Charles, the French one.
Yeah, the French
one. It's, what's it called? For me, Formidable. Like, it's a bit of it's a mix of French and English jazz, big band sort of thing. So are we going to do that for Jazz for Jazz? Okay, solid. So I've got better brush up on my French then.
Wow.
Multi-talented.
Every year, the students you bring in, Doug, I mean,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yes. I'm just astounded every time the talent that you have.
I'm walking through the practice rooms one day and I hear this person singing. I'm going, who is that? And look, and they have these little windows on the door, you know, and I look in, and it's Mima. It says, hey, how would you like to sing with the band?
Funny story. I was actually auditioning for one of the productions at Mary Washington. But I didn't get in, but I got to sing for jazz instead.
Wow.
That's a win-win.
So you hadn't even considered it. You were...
Well, because I didn't realize that the original singer, Haley, I didn't realize that she had, like, gone. And so
she joined the Army band.
Yeah. So I thought Haley was still singing because it was at the beginning of the semester.
Yeah.
So I wasn't aware that she wasn't singing for it anymore. So, I didn't even know.
Yeah. So you wander the streets and the hallways and you find talent everywhere. How would you like to be a star with the UMW Jazz Ensemble?
with jazz in general, what you've been doing with jazz, has it changed over the years?
Well, our repertoire has changed a little bit, you know. But one thing, too, is, you know, a lot of the students have absolutely no experience in jazz at all. And I bring them on board.
Really?
And I'm very proud that after 4 years, they're playing jazz. So it's about the education of how to play jazz, how to interpret it, knowing the history, and how to get through a tune in a jazz style. I mean, with even like a standard tune, a Broadway tune or whatever, and transform it into a jazz piece, you know. And we teach them that. And they come along pretty well. It's pretty cool. I mean, we got some good players.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they weren't originally good players. I have some students come in, I hate to say it, like, boy, this is going to be a project. But I love the fact that they're eager to learn and develop, and I give them a lot of rope, you know, and they develop, and they start to really embrace the music and produce. It's a beautiful thing.
You got me playing jazz bassoon as well.
Yeah.
Jazz bassoon.
Yeah.
What a juxtaposition.
Right? We'd never have thought of that.
Neither would I.
Anything can swing.
Yeah, we did a rendition of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. And so, you know, who arranged it? Was
I did. I yeah, wrote was that it whole you? Thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I opened. Da, 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 da,
yeah.
And then.
Then it went into like a funky thing, you know. It was different. Yeah. I'm not sure the audience was scratching their head at the
I end. Liked it. It was fun for me.
It's a big bag theory.
Yeah.
Big bag.
Yeah.
The bag doesn't break.
Try to fill that bag. It can't be done. putting stuff in there and watch it expand.
So when you walk across the stage and you know get your diploma at Mary Washington, I mean, I would think that you're gonna leave with a lot of skills that. You would have never imagined.
Yeah, I think so too. Like this is like I haven't been like thrown in the deep end, but also like it feels like I had just like a lot of responsibility, but I love it. And I'm really glad that I've been given this opportunity. And I think, yeah, it's only gonna go up from here. So
yeah, you never know where our vocalists go. Like she mentioned Haley, she joined the Army Band as a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
We had a singer a number of years ago, not too long ago, Judy Jackson. She went to England. She was very successful. She was in New York. She was in Saudi Arabia, in Abu Dhabi, and some of the Mid East, singing, very successful career singing. Pretty cool.
Yeah, well, very cool. Again, Jazz for Justice, Saturday, November 4th at UMW, 7:30 at Dodd Auditorium, legalaidworks.org. Look for Jazz, the number for Justice. Ann Klockner and Ken Rita Volton with the Legal Aid Works. What a great partnership that you all have. And Ann, I especially think about you and Doug have such a great relationship. There's so much. There's just so much. Both of you work so well together.
We're so lucky that Doug is who he is. He's open. He loves to collaborate. He's a teacher's teacher. He is respected by the faculty and the students. It's just a gift. But then he comes on stage and he blows us away with a flute solo. He does most of the charts and the arranging, and he'll develop a new original song. And he's a great MC. So he's got it all, and we just ride his coattails and say what Doug said. So we can't go wrong by this partnership. We lucked into it, and we're really just fortunate that we have that kind of connection. We've been collaborating with UMW in lots of different ways over the years. We take in interns, and we offer... There's actually academic credit that an intern can get for a semester of working for us. So they get actual academic class credits for coming in to learn about our organization and help us. We have done so many law school recommendation letters. I can't even begin to count how many. We are always connected with their... domestic violence and sexual assault prevention initiatives. Mm-hmm. We're on a committee with them. In fact, I'm going to be meeting with that committee this afternoon. So it's just another layer of how Town and Gown can collaborate. And we're just so fortunate. President Pano, the current president of UMW, is a lawyer and a musician. So,
didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a lawyer. His dad was a saxophone player, I think, back in the day, and so he has music in his.
I believe he plays trumpet.
Yeah, yeah. I think he is a trumpeter and a lawyer. So he embodies Jazz for Justice himself. So he was on board when he joined and learned of this collaboration. So we're just fortunate that this has been in place for 10 years. Ed Wiener started the idea over 20 years ago at George Mason. Paul Simpson came along just at the right time to connect all of those pieces and make the connection with Rick Hurley. And 10 years later, it's one of those things where you always try to start something and hope it'll grow. And doesn't always work, but this had enough different, I don't know, magic fairy dust sprinkled over it that it just caught on, and it's, I think we can keep growing it for a long time.
Well, it's such a purposeful cause. It really is. It's something very important to the community, and Legal Aid has stepped up and really helped.
So yeah, you would not think.
It's a win-win situation with everything. I mean, helps everybody.
Yep. No, the thought of bringing in the jazz department and, you know, Legal Aid Works together for a show, you think, how in the world is that going to work? And it always does. And you all have really, I mean, 10 years is something to really be proud of. And we'd be looking at, what, probably 12 years if it hadn't been for COVID.
We kept it going.
That's right, we did. That's right. Yes,
we did. It was virtually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually, those 10 years, two of them were virtual, which was different. I'm not saying it wasn't, you know. It
sort of loses its pizzazz, you know.
It wasn't quite the same.
But I really appreciated, just like, there's so many people listening today who could say, I never thought I would have done X, but during COVID, I had to, everybody had to think creatively. Everybody had to do something different. We were all out of our comfort zones. We all had to do something that we never thought we would do. And so adapting to a virtual one was just another example of how you just do what you need to do. And I'm really proud that we were able to do that. We have sustained our run for 10 years. And last year was our first time back in Dodd Auditorium, and it was joyous and thrilling and exciting, and we're hoping to do it again this year.
And it's Legal Aid Works anniversary this year too, right?
It's our 50th anniversary. Yeah. So we were starting out again, a bunch of people in 1973 thought this was a good idea, and 50 years later, we're still going strong.
So we selected a special tune that was written in 1973.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Legal Aid Works.
Wow,
dedicated
okay.
to them on this concert, yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
Look forward to that. Jazz for Justice, Saturday, November the 4th at UMW, Dodd Auditorium, 7:30, legalaidworks.org/jazzforjustice for tickets. You can also get tickets at the door. We'll take one final break and wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Always good stuff. Jazz for Justice, Saturday, November 4th at UMW. Katarina Volton with Legal Aid Works. Still lots of opportunities for people to get involved in different ways.
Yes, there certainly are. Of course, as a guest, as an attendee, we would love to have you there for our concert, but also as a sponsor. This is a really great opportunity for a sponsor to support, like I said, two really worthwhile causes. And you can learn more about how to become a sponsor at that same website, legalaidworks.org/jazz, the number 4, and justice. There are also really great benefits to become a sponsor. Not only are you providing financial support for the UMW Jazz Music Student Scholarships and Legal Aid works, as net proceeds are equally divided between the two. You're also getting benefits as a sponsor, individual, or business yourself. So there's still a really neat opportunity in that you would be able to receive a 15 to 30 second video that could be included into the Jazz for Justice program on our concert evening. And that's, there's still a chance to be featured. So any sponsor that comes in over $2,500 would receive that sponsor benefit. Again, you would record a little spot, tell us a bit about who you are, and likewise, what gets you excited about the idea of partnering with us for Jazz for Justice.
Ticket prices aren't that expensive either. Is there, if I'm coming just as Ted coming to a concert?
Yes. So students and seniors, $5, and general admission, $10. We want to keep this concert really accessible across the board and welcome our community to celebrate with us.
And you're going to get to see, you're going to get to see Doug and all of his people. My, I mean, I can't wait to see you. I mean, you've got, thanks for coming in and good luck to you.
Well, thank you. Yes. Hopefully I can give a good performance.
I think you could, if we walked you out on the stage right now, you would do just fine. Joey Kirchgesner with Whirly, Dahlberg, and Yao on Lafayette Boulevard. Thanks for your involvement in this,
thank
Joey,
you.
Because you've got a great background as a lawyer in this community. Thanks for what you're doing and your passion about this.
Thank you for letting us come in and chat today. I know we've done it in the past, but it's been my first time in the studio and it's been great.
You can come back anytime. you have handled yourself. You have handled yourself well, counselor.
Thank you.
Doug Gately, as always, it's great to have you here, and just your passion toward this and for not only jazz but for legal aid works always evident.
Well, thank you for inviting us. It's always a pleasure to come here and spread the news of jazz. And I also have to give a shout out to the music department. We have an incredible faculty there. A lot of programs going on. Please check our website. There's some really first world class instructors and performers there, so check us out. And UMW's on the move.
No, definitely is, and you bring the mimas of this world in,
right.
And there's a lot going on.
Yeah, check us
so
out.
It's thanks for what you've done for 10 years for this, and on to another 10 years. And Ann Klockner, you and I, we go way back, and your passion for this, your passion for always making sure that we have a date to do this show, shows, you know, just how important this is.
It's the best opportunity we have to connect with the public and to make everyone aware of how important it is for legal aid to thrive in this community. There's no right to a free lawyer, and so when we can't help somebody, they don't get help. And that's the gap we want to fill, and we couldn't be more thrilled to connect with our jazz buddies.
Saturday, November 4th, 7:30 at UMW at Dot Auditorium. It is Jazz for Justice. Get tickets at the door or legalaidworks.org. Jazz for Justice. Thank you all. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.